Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, public radio's daily journal of the digital age. Boosting broadband internet speed by the act of sharing. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Two startup companies are working on new wireless technologies that will let neighbors tie together their DSL and cable modems to make for a much faster internet connection. Both Mushroom Networks of San Diego and Y-Boost of Seattle plan to sell wireless routers that will gather unused internet capacity from neighbors who are using the same system. One possible roadblock is opposition from internet service providers, which have fought the sharing of internet connections in the past. Y-Boost President James Baker says his company's technology will make browsing and downloading much faster.
It'll increase the speed of the average use by the number of neighbors that you have, up to 20. So if you have 19 other neighbors with Y-Boost, and you download a file that would have taken 20 minutes, it'll now take just 1 minute.
Sharing of internet connections is something that internet service providers have really frowned on up until this point. How do you do this without sort of running afoul of them?
We don't offer connections to anyone who doesn't already have a connection. So this cannot be used for sharing internet service between people who are paying for it and people who are not paying for it. But the real advantage is that it gives the operators that sell DSL service some of the advantage that the cable operators have of the higher peak speeds. So a neighborhood may have, say, 100 cable lines and 100 DSL lines, but those 100 cable lines are already shared. They're already on the same segment, and it's the same maybe 6 megabits per second that serve all 100 people. If the 100 other people have DSL, they each have maybe 1 megabit per second each. So when you tie that all together, or at least in groups of 20, we think that the providers who sell DSL will see this as a great advantage and want to offer it to their customers.
You've made a good argument, I guess, that internet service providers might like this, but do you believe you're going to be able to win them over? Are you certain of that?
No, I'm not certain. We've had reactions that are all over the map, from no way are you sharing my lines to how soon can I offer it to all of my customers. And we're hoping that the advantage that it offers will sway some of the providers who were reluctant at first. But we know that it's not a completely done deal that they'll go for it. And I think it'll take some time for the various service providers to choose what they're going to do.
What would this do to the cost of an internet connection for users?
In most cases, it's a one-time purchase that the user would buy a box that would sell at first for around $200. And then if you live within, depending on the terrain, half a mile, say, of somebody else who has another one, it would just automatically find the other one and start tying your lines together.
James Baker is president of Y-Boost. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.